And here we are, off and running on this Getaway Friday, July the 3rd, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour. It is Independence Day Eve. And as I said this hour, we're going to chat with somebody about tonight's big event here on the station. Huge event, which we're all excited about. 8 to 11 p.m. tonight. It's going to, you know, there is a whole myriad of people involved in this tonight. That's going to make this one of the most unique broadcasts we've ever had on Friday night, if not the most unique broadcast. And we're going to be joined by somebody this hour who's going to help us make it that way, I think. Now, you know how well these phone calls go on live radio. So I'm going to say that the person's going to call, but you never really know. Now, same thing goes for next hour. Next hour, we have a little something special planned as well, but I can't, you know, listen, I'm not making bets on if it's going to happen or not, but stay tuned. Just stay with us through the morning, and you'll learn as much as I do as time goes on. Now, you are tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and it is the weekend of the Independence Day holiday. You know, I really like the 4th of July. And I'll tell you, I've never been a huge firework person. I mean, I like to watch them. I think they're interesting and neat how they illuminate the sky. And I like the idea of what the 4th of July celebrates. And I think on the 4th of July, I don't know why this happens. Maybe it's because of my parents in a way. But there is something about the people or the person you spend the 4th of July with. It's different than Memorial Day. It's different than Labor Day. It's different than all those things. Oh, my goodness, we might actually be getting the phone call here. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, no, wait a second. I know who this is. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sean.
Chip, how you doing?
Good.
It's good to hear from you. Are you excited and ready for the big Friday night?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I've got your phone number here. Now, do you have your 4th of July clothes ready to go?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Do you have any plans for the 4th of July, Chip?
Working.
Oh, you're working tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How'd you get stuck with that?
Well, that's the time you get me.
You know what, Chip? I'm not sure yet. I know it'll be before 8 o'clock, but I will give you a call and kind of give you a heads up this afternoon on what time I'll be over.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called, Chip. Take care.
You get the pizza tonight?
You know, I think there is going to be pizza here tonight, last I heard.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
Where'd you get the pizza?
You know, I don't know. I'm not picking up the pizza tonight. I think Terry's picking up the pizza, so you might want to shoot him a message.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chip. Chip, one of my good pals. You all know Chip from Kroger on the south side of town. That wasn't the call I was expecting, but I'm always glad and happy to hear from Chip. So I think this hour we're going to hear from somebody who's going to talk about tonight's show. I think. That's all I can say at this particular point. We'll see if it happens. Now, the 4th of July. This might go back to my parents in a little bit of a way. Maybe because it's summer and we have four seasons in Ohio. Maybe because it's the big thing in July, and a lot of times July tends to be the warmest month of the year. There's just something special about the 4th of July, and I think the people or the person that you end up spending it with is kind of a special thing. I know a lot of people have big events on the 4th of July. A lot of proposals go down, a lot of marriages. Usually people get married on the 3rd, like today. But because a lot of places are booked on the 4th. But I don't know what the COVID did to that. I don't know. Maybe people are getting married in parks. Who knows? But 4th of July is just a big deal. And I think it says something that other summer things don't. Like I say, like Memorial Day, like Labor Day, I think that the 4th of July is just different. I think that it's such a fun night, and it's not so much a... here's where I think this comes from. One of the person that I ended up being engaged to for a while, clearly did not turn out properly. But one of the first things we did, which I thought was great, was we got together to watch the fireworks with her kids. And that was a memory that I will always have. Now, this has been many, many years ago now. But I remember what we did. We did not drive over to the Coliseum. We were just here in town. And what we did was we went down. It was somewhere on 309. I'm trying to remember where it was back in those days. But we went somewhere down on 309, and I remember the kids got on the roof of the car, and one of the kids got on my shoulders, and we were just standing in the parking lot and watching the fireworks go off, and it illuminates the sky, and it really is kind of a special thing. And so, yeah, I think the person you choose to spend the 4th with or the people you choose to spend the 4th with, that's a big deal. You know, it just is. So you still have time. Choose the right people. Choose the right person and make it a memorable, memorable day, because it certainly can be a memorable day, and it's certainly going to be warm and the weather's going to be nice this particular 4th. Now, my event, which happens at 3:00 in the afternoon tomorrow, very excited because this morning I had another person join the guest list of that particular event. So that is shaping up perfectly to be a very cool event tomorrow. Now, where is our person who was supposed to call in this hour? We don't really know. You know what? We might try to figure out where that person is here momentarily. Let me see what I can wrangle up as far as this person goes who we are to find. Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to take a very short but important break, and then we are going to come back, hopefully with this person, momentarily, right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Stop. Listen. Tell the chick. You're about to listen to the best show on the air. You'll love Charlie Evans. Can't wait to hear Scott Spears. You'll cherish Mary Ann Michaels. Quite a lady, that's for sure. So listen to the Exchange Club for topics close to you. Discuss local topics, national topics too.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on there on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're
what,
kind
Charlie?
Of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or something.
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a ugly face looking at you?
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets... on some
If they put somebody good looking on there.
Oh dear.
Who? Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead.
Everything from drug lords and things that we can share. We'll even discuss the presidents and Hillary Clinton's hair.
What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but
he's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about him?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down
because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance. I'm sorry, at an office. He's got a lot of money
that
he can put behind him. But how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
So stop. Listen. and find yourself a chair. You're about to listen to the best show anywhere.
Every Friday, 12:10 until 1 p.m., supported by Kroger, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com.
And we're back here. Scott Spears along with you, 24 minutes past the hour. And I thought we had our guests coming along there, and they may be before the end of the hour. We have a call in, and they certainly will be here tonight. And I'm not going to say the name yet because I want the person to call in. But if we do not get the call in before the end of the broadcast day today, then we will let you know who the person is, because they will definitely be here tonight and share this big celebration with us. Now, the question on the table right now is, do you think that if all of the people who helped found this country came back today, would they be happy? Would they be satisfied? Would they be content with what they found? Like, I'm not very content right now because apple butter muffins, not muffins, apple butter donuts, which apparently I helped create, were created at some point. I just did not get anybody. And did not get any of them. So I'm not really sure what happened there at this particular point. I don't know how I fell off the apple butter donut bandwagon. I don't know what evil deed I committed. But it's one of those things that hopefully we're going to rectify before this day is over. Because we want to be problem solvers. And we might have a very special guest next hour. You got to stay tuned for that stuff. Coming up next hour, the 11 o'clock hour, I believe we're going to have a special guest. But I believe we were going to have a special guest this hour, too. And you saw where that went. It's a morning. All right. Anybody have anything to say? Any comments, questions, concerns on anything? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, also, let's see here. You know, we were doing Family Feud. Was it last week or the week before? Last week or the week before, and we started a grouping of Family Feud that we did not get through. Now, here's where we are. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Now, here are the answers we have. We have number 2 is a blanket. Number 3 is another person. Number 4 is your arm. But we do not have number 1 or number 5. So the question is, besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. 2's a blanket. 3's another person, 4 is your arm, but we still have 2 answers left. We don't have the number 1 answer yet, and we don't have the number 5 answer. So one more time, besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. 740-383-9944. Also, again, one more time, don't forget the special tonight, 8 to 11, right here on WWGH Radio. And here comes a call. Let's see what this is. Go ahead, caller.
Could it be a chairback?
Let's see here. No, but that's a very good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Not on the list today. Again, question is, besides a pillow, name something that you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Now, remember, the answers that we already have: blanket, another person, and your arm. But we don't have answers 1 and 5. We don't have the number 1 answer yet. Name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'm thinking here. Now, one of these I don't ever recall resting my head on. I think it would put a kink in your neck. Now, the other one, yeah, I think the other one is a pretty common thing. I think the number one answer is obviously pretty common, but we don't have it yet. So name something besides a pillow that you might rest your head on to go to sleep. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Well, I tell you, there's a lot of talk lately about schools going back. We saw the guidelines yesterday from the governor about what will happen when schools go back in. I don't know how that's going to all go. Some people seem to be really happy or really unhappy about that. Again, it's one of those things that just has no middle ground. We're either really happy or we're really unhappy. But that's how life goes. That's how the day goes. We're coming up on a break here in 30 seconds. Remember, we are playing the Family Feud today, waiting for our guest. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Does anybody know what that would be? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any big plans for the big 4th of July holiday? Which is tomorrow. How about that? Here comes the break. Back in a minute. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears back with you here on WWGH Radio, Friday, July the 3rd, 2020. Independence Day Eve. If that was you, we did have a phone call there. If that was you, call back. We got a phone call during the break there. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. If you have an answer for the Family Feud, or if you just want to talk about something else, we would be glad to hear it. Don't forget the big special tonight, 8 to 11 p.m. here on this station. Now remember, the question is, besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Choose a blanket. Oh, wait, here we go. Maybe this is the call coming back at us here. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a shoulder?
You know, a shoulder is not on the list, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shoulder did not make the list. Now, we have blanket at number two. We have another person at number three. Your arm at number four. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
What about your chest?
Your chest. Not your chest, but another good answer.
Okay.
Not your chest. Name something beside your pillow that you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Name something beside your pillow that you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be a pet?
A pet. You know, not a pet. That's a good guess, though, too.
Okay.
Thank you. No pet on the list. There are two answers left. The number one answer is still there. How about that? Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Go ahead, caller.
A very obscure answer here. How about a hammock?
A hammock. You know, would it be like a rolled-up hammock?
When I've been in a hammock, I sometimes fall asleep.
Well, I guess that's right. Hammock did not make the list, though, but that's a good one.
I didn't think it would.
No, but it's good that you interjected. That's all that we need.
You're on 8 hours today.
I know. Isn't that too much? I mean,
wow.
That's
just,
I'll have to sleep for 3 days just to recover from this.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you. Bye-bye. All right, here we go. It's glad somebody knows my plight. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Besides your pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Two is a blanket. Three is another person. Four is your arm. What are the two we're missing? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
A stuffed animal like a teddy bear.
Absolutely. Stuffed animal teddy bear is number five. You have got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, that is number five. So now, I don't think this has ever happened. The only answer we have left is the number one answer. We have number two, three, four, and five. Blanket, another person, your arm, and a stuffed animal. That's two, three, four, and five, but we don't have the number one answer. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. What would that be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the number one answer? Go ahead, caller.
How about the arm of a couch?
You know, the arm of a couch, a lot of people, I do that from time to time. It's not the answer, but boy, it's a good guess.
All right.
Thank you. Not the arm of a couch. Besides a pillow, what is something you might rest your head on to go to sleep? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Two is a blanket. Three is another person. Four is your arm. Five is a stuffed animal. What's the number one answer? I bet when they made this up, they didn't think the number one answer would be the hardest one to get. But in this particular case, it certainly is. Go ahead, caller.
How about a mattress?
A mattress. You know, you're getting really close. I don't think technically a mattress is what this is, but that's really close.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mattress comes really close on this one, if you think about it. What would mattress come close to? That is the question. Go ahead, caller.
What about your desk at work?
Well, you know, I'm about to fall asleep on the desk here at work after all these hours today. But no, desk didn't make the list, but that's a good guess.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Oh, darn it. Thank you. Not your desk at work. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Blankets number two, another person's number three, your arms number four, stuffed animals number five. What's number one? The number one answer. Remember, mattress is not far from where we want to be here. Go ahead, caller.
The headboard.
Not the headboard, but that's good too. Headboard is in the area. Not the headboard, but I'll tell you, that's all coming together. Headboard, mattress, what do you think? Name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. What would that be? Number one answer. Blanket, another person, your arm, stuffed animal. What is the number one answer? Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. And mattress and headboard would certainly be considered in the right neck of the woods. So what neck of the woods are we in at this particular point in time? Let's see if this is the right answer coming down the path. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Fred Malone. How you doing this
morning? Good. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you talked to Jim Blessings lately?
You know, I haven't talked to him in a few weeks.
In a few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a bit of information for you.
Okay.
We just received a notice that there was a court case filed in Marion County Probate Court, Family Court, where Jim Blessing is asking for the exhumation of President Warren Harding's body to finally put to rest this case of whether he is actually the grandson or not.
So when this was filed, when?
Sometime in May, we just received a notification from the historical at the Historical Society with regard to this. So it's public record. It's been filed in the probate court here in Marion County.
So Jim wants to have the body of Warren Harding exhumed?
Yep.
Well, is there somebody denying that he's the grandson?
Well, according to what I'm reading, and I'm hoping this is all public information. I would assume it would be.
Yeah, it's filed in the court.
Probate court, right?
Yeah.
There has been some, uncertainty from the part of the other family, and I would assume they're referring to the part of the family that resides in Cincinnati, questioning the DNA that was given, you know, previously. What's that been, 2 years ago now?
Oh, boy, I think even longer. I think it was 2015.
Yeah, something like that. I know it had been quite some time, and that was from another great-nephew that resides in California. Am I correct, if I remember right?
Yeah, they were working. Yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah. Well, apparently, he's not satisfied with the recognition that's either not being given or disregarded from that portion of the family. So that case has been filed. Is being represented by an attorney in Cleveland. I don't recall the name right now. I'm at home right now. I was at the museum yesterday.
What's his name? Robinault?
No, it wasn't Robinault.
No.
Although I think he was mentioned in there, one of his books that he wrote. But anyway, I didn't know whether you knew. I don't think it's public yet. At least I haven't seen anything in the newspaper about it. And should be interesting.
Well, I tell you, did that come, do you have that like a paper, Fred, or did that come through an email? Or was that email?
No, actually, it was delivered to us through registered mail, FedEx, I think, FedEx from the court. Yeah, you know, from the attorney. I'm not sure which. It might have come from the attorney.
Now, what part does the Historical Society play in this?
Well, I'm not really sure, other than we were just named as a party that may have concerns, because we do keep the records for Marion County, and because Harding naturally was a resident of Marion County. That's the only thing I can think of as to why we would have received a copy of it.
But, well, that is fascinating. So,
isn't it fascinating?
Oh, my God. So Jim Blessing, the grandson, the one who we've had on here several times, mm-hmm. wants to have Warren G. Harding's body, which is obviously in the Harding Memorial, mm-hmm. exhumed for... to prove that he's the legitimate grandson.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the essence of what I'm reading. Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
That's what I'm reading. So.
Wow. And that's been filed in probate. We obviously don't know when that court case will start.
No, I don't think, if I remember correctly, I did not see a particular date as to when, you know, it would be heard, but it would probably, and I think I remember seeing Bob Fregali's nameless, and of course he's a probate judge in family court. He may be the one that hears it. I don't know. You know, I think a lot still needs to be determined, and maybe some more will come forth. But I was really kind of surprised that it hadn't hit the newspapers or anything yet. But since it's been filed in court, obviously it's public record.
It is public record. How about that? Well, my goodness, I'll tell you, I wonder if this has anything to do with the Harding home and the renovations that are going on over there and building the library.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Because I know he got cut out of that, and he wasn't too happy with that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wondered if you had talked to him recently, because I thought he may have made you privy to what was coming down the pike.
Well, last time I talked to him, I think it was on the air, and he had said to me that something big was coming. Now, I had thought it, because I know there is some kind of movie being put together on this whole thing, but I don't mm-hmm. know if it's going to be a big motion picture or what, but I thought it had to do with that. Now, apparently, maybe it's something else, but I did not realize anybody was... challenging this.
Well, I don't know, you know, specifically whether the other part of the family is challenging it or just not accepting it to Jim's satisfaction. And again, like you say, if he's been excluded from various things that may have been taking place with the building of the new library or the renovation of the house or something like that, I don't know what triggered it. Maybe he just wants proof conclusive. And that obviously would get it if you took DNA directly from the body.
You know, I wonder, I don't know, I wonder, has any president's body ever been exhumed?
The only one I can think of historically would have been Lincoln's, and that was done because there was a plot a number of years after he was buried. There was a plot to steal the body, and I think they may have exhumed the body just to make sure the body was still there, because there was evidence that someone had been in the tomb, and things were in kind of a disarray. So that's the only other president that I can think of whose body was ever exhumed after the fact.
And obviously, because of being here in Marion, this case would take place in Marion.
Sure, right. They have to go through the courts here, right? Because the body's buried here, right?
Well, I'll tell you, that would be an interesting thing to follow.
Yeah, it really should be, and I'm interested to see where it goes from here. And I don't know. Again, I don't know that there's been any date set or anything like that. Wasn't mentioned in the notification that we received. But I was just wondering if you'd talked to Jim recently to know of anything about this, and I'm kind of surprised again that it hasn't come out at this point. Maybe notifications are just now being made to those interested parties, so maybe things will start drifting out now.
Yep,
like I said, it's public record, so I know I'm not telling tales out of school by it having been filed in the Marion Probate Court.
Huh. Well, that's it. Hey, thanks, Fred, for giving us a heads up.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Have a good 4th of July.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's interesting news. We're coming up on a break here. We'll be back, and you heard it here first, in 1 minute.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here on WWGH Radio. Now, what are the odds on Independence Day Eve you would hear for the first time? Now, we just got this from Fred Malone, a very reliable source with the Marion County Historical Society, that a petition has been filed in probate court that Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, wants to have President Harding's body exhumed to prove that he is the grandson. So, there you go. You heard it here first. Very interesting. Any thoughts on that? Or any follow-up here to the family feud? We're looking for the number one answer. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Huh. That is very interesting. I would love to look at that document. Wonder if anybody, well, the probate court is probably closed today, but it would be interesting to see that document. And I don't know on what grounds that could happen. Wow. That's a bit of a bombshell. You know, you wouldn't expect that of all things. That's why you got to listen to the radio here in town. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bed?
And you got it. It is your bed.
Are you being picky?
I know what you know. I thought I was a little too stern on that particular one.
Yeah.
But I thought there are blow up mattresses and things like that. And I thought, I know. Even on Independence Day, I'm a stickler like this.
Yes, you are.
I know. What do you think of the President Harding thing?
That was pretty surprising, actually.
To be filed in probate court, I mean, obviously we don't know that that's going to happen, but clearly a case is on its way.
Well, I would want to know for sure, I guess.
Well, it was always my understanding. I mean, we started calling him the grandson, and the New York Times did that big story on it. I don't understand Why?
Something must have happened, like, behind the scenes that we're not aware of.
I'm going to have to give Jim a call today and figure out what in the world is going on with that.
It's not like you don't have the time, Scott. I mean, come on.
I know. I'll just carve out about 3 minutes today and make the call and get the news here
there
on the air.
Know.
Now you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, but you nailed it. Bed was the number one answer. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 48 minutes coming up on 49 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything else to say about that? The whole President Harding situation. How fascinating. 740-383-9944. Now, here we go. Let's get into the next category here on the Family Feud. Now, this category is going to be kind of fun. I'm interested to see what kind of answers we get on this particular question. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. That's exactly what the category is. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six answers to this. And, you know, what is older? I guess is the question here. But the Family Feud question is, name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. Does anybody know? We've got five answers. I guess it all, again, all does come down to what is an older actor. Now, our last question, besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Bed, blanket, another person, your arm, and a stuffed animal. Those were the answers for the last category. But an older actor who's in a lot of movies, what do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Good old Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. He is on the list at number 5. Clint Eastwood.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We got Clint Eastwood. He's number 5 on the big list today. All right. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. That's pretty much simply what the category is. We need the number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 answer. Clint Eastwood was number 5. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro. Let's see here. Robert De Niro is not on the list.
How about Jack Nicholson?
Let's see. Jack Nicholson. You know, I think Jack Nicholson has security guards who don't allow people to refer to him as being older. he didn't make the... I would have put him on the list.
Neither one of them.
Neither
okay.
one of them. I know.
Would you like a Diet Coke?
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. All right. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. That is the question on the table today. An older actor who's in a lot of movies. Do we know who or what that is at this point? An older actor who's in a lot of movies. That's what we want to know. We've only got Clint Eastwood so far. I thought Jack Nicholson would be on the list. Jack Nicholson... that's fascinating. Boy, I'll tell you, any of you history buffs, you got to be surprised or interested or something with that story about the former president, Harding. Now, remember, this has just been filed in probate court. We're not exhuming any bodies yet. But there's been a petition filed, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was Judge Fregali's court, to exhume President Harding's body. Whew. Go ahead, caller.
How about John Wayne?
John Wayne is on the list at number... Where was he? Number 4.
Alrighty.
The Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The Duke was on the list at number 4. John Wayne. All right, we've still got 1, 2, 3, and 6. 1, 2, 3, and 6. What are the answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're looking for the answers here. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. 53 minutes past the hour. An older actor who is in a lot of movies. Now, remember, we may have a special guest coming up here at 11:15. I hope so. It'd be an interesting one that I would have a lot of fun with. But we're going to come back to Family Feud, so don't stray far there. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how about Spencer Tracy or Humphrey Bogart?
You know what? It's sad, but I don't know if it's they're too old.
They really?
Yeah.
Well, they're deceased, obviously.
They're deceased, but you know, but so's the Duke. So's John Wayne. He made the list.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
How about Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman. You know, Gene Hackman's not on the list either, and he's still living, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm surprised. Well, I'm out of names.
Well, hey, thanks for it.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Yep, no Gene Hackman, no Spencer Tracy, no Humphrey Bogart. Isn't that sad? Those would have been ones I would have guessed. Certainly Spencer Tracy. Was there ever any better actor than Spencer Tracy? Not in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
How about Jimmy Stewart?
Jimmy Stewart did not make the list.
Aww.
I know. Poor Jimmy. It's a wonderful life.
How about Al Pacino?
No Al Pacino.
Okay. Right. My wife and I are still guessing.
Keep thinking. We're looking for answers here. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. That's what we're looking for here, an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Go ahead, caller.
How about Steve McQueen?
No Steve McQueen. Good guess, though.
All right.
Steve McQueen did not make the list. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. 1, 2, 3, 4 answers remain on the board. We've got Clint Eastwood and John Wayne. But that's it so far. Go ahead, caller.
How about Gene Autry?
Gene Autry. Oh, boy. That cowboy did not make the movie.
Did not?
No,
okay.
Isn't that sad? It didn't make the movie. Didn't make the list.
Too bad.
Thank you. That is a shame. No Gene Autry on the list today. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. What do we got coming here? Maybe a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Jessica Tandy.
You know, not Jessica Tandy, but boy, you know, I just saw Driving Miss Daisy the other day. What a great actress she was.
Or her husband, Hume Cronin?
No Hume Cronin either, but a good guess.
They're all in that Cocoon, too.
Cocoon. That was a good movie.
Don Ameche was in that, too.
Don, and he's not on the list either, but Don Ameche, that's a good movie.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. No Don Ameche on the list. Boy, I always liked his name, Don Ameche. Wouldn't you like a last name like Ameche? Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. We've got John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. We don't have the number one answer yet. We don't have 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, 3, or 5. Now remember, we might have a guest at the top of next hour, but stay tuned. We're going to keep on with this. Go ahead, caller.
Marlon Brando?
Oh, very good actor. Not on the list. How did he not make it?
I don't know.
Probably the greatest actor of all. He's probably hiding in that mattress.
Oh,
from
my
the
husband
last...
keeps saying Katharine Hepburn.
You know, no Katharine Hepburn either. Boy, she'd be ticked off that she didn't make the
really
list.
This is a really crummy list.
I don't know who made this list.
I know.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We're looking for older actors here. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Maybe that's the ticket, a lot of movies. Maybe that's what makes this question a little more interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Henry Fonda.
No Henry Fonda on the list. I know, isn't this something?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How Henry Fonda does not make the list, we have no idea. No Henry Fonda. Name an actor who's in a lot of movies. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
All right, I'm taking one more shot, then I'm giving up.
All right.
Clooney.
Clooney. Oh, now see, let's see here. Clooney's not on the list, but that's a good one, too.
I quit.
thank you. No George Clooney on the list. You know, these are big-name actors, I will say that. I know all of them. They're all very well-known actors. Let's see here. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. I wonder why they phrase this as an older actor. That's an interesting phrasing. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. An older actor who's in a lot of movies. Now, we've got 2 minutes left in this particular segment, but we are coming back next hour, so don't stray too far from the radio. We might have a special guest at the top of next hour, but don't go too far because we're going to get back to the Family Feud here. We like playing this, and this is a lot of fun today. But does anybody know any more older actors who are in a lot of movies? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman. No Dustin Hoffman.
How about Cary Grant?
He might not be out of the closet yet and didn't make the list.
Okay.
Wait, no, was Cary Grant, did he swing the other way? I mean, that's been a thing for years.
I didn't really know much at all about Cary Grant, so I don't have any idea.
I've just heard those jokes for years, and I don't know if that was ever proven or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
No Cary Grant.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. No Cary Grant. Name an older actor who appears in a lot of movies. It doesn't matter if Cary Grant did swing the other way. I just, you hear that forever and ever and ever. And I don't know if that was true or not. All right. Name an older actor who appears in a lot of movies. We've heard a lot of older actors here, but we don't have the correct answers. We have two. We've got Clint Eastwood and John Wayne, but no other ones so far. How does that happen? 1, 2, and 3, still not on. Not guessed on the list yet. We've got the big special tonight, 8 to 11. You're not going to want to miss that. Maybe before we're done today, we'll hear from the person who's going to be a part of it. If not, I'll tell you. I think we got a guest coming up at the top of next hour. And at that point, we'll do that. Go ahead, caller.
How about George Burns?
George Burns. No George Burns either.
No George Burns.
I know. Should have been.
Who made this list up?
I know. They didn't know what they were doing, did they?
They sure didn't. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No George Burns. Now, we may have a guest at the top of the next hour, but we are going to come back to Family Feud. Don't go anywhere. We still got two more live hours. Stay tuned. Of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had U Downs. We have had David Hartman. We have had Marvin Kalb and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson, people who are no longer with Tony Curtis and Phyllis Diller.